So Pila Sandy, you won't know this. On Friday, I wasn't around. I had to go attend a funeral in Cape Town. And the funeral went well in terms of planning. Everything was cool. And this was the funeral of an infant, 6 months old. Very, very sad. And so, you know, the casket was open and some people obviously went to go see what Zach looked like in the casket. I chose not to. I was like, I'm cool. I want to remember him the way I remember him. The last time I saw him with a smile, I'm cool.
Yeah.
And some people did. But I got thinking, why do people want to view a dead body in any case? Why do they do that?
I don't know. I really have no clue. I don't do it personally. Just because of that reason. I don't want to remember the person. I did view one of my mom's aunts. And then I couldn't get the picture. Every time I closed my eyes and I tried to remember her, it was how I saw her in the casket. And I just hated that. And I was like, I'm never doing this thing because it takes away from how I remember the person. Now I'm stuck with this weird looking, I can't. Yeah. It's just, yeah, it's too traumatic for me. So I don't know why they do it. I guess it's for closure. And as a rural person, I'm actually disappointed that I don't know why they do it. You know, I need to know.
I think it is for closure. Because a lot of people want to see and pay their last respects in terms of like seeing the person that they loved for the last time. But it also, it is, it's a very traumatic, for me personally, also just a very traumatic experience. Because the last time that I also did it was when my father passed away. And then I never did it again.
Sure. And I get the family, why the family specifically, why they do it. Just maybe, just to make sure it's the right person.
100%.
There have been instances where people actually got to see only that morning that, no, actually the person we have here is not our family. Yeah. So I get why the family would do it. The public, I don't know.
But it's also like, I think the process, like, that's where the grieving process starts for many people. The viewings I missed where people are very close to me, I'm still in disbelief that they're actually gone. So seeing the person and then you're like, now we're living separate lives. But I know with others, it's just to be nosy about it so they can have something to gossip about. Like, oh, he looked like this. Oh, the train smashed the person like this. So for others, it's just like gossip.
You're right. It is a conversation afterwards. People are like, oh, did you see, you know, this got a stab in the forehead. All of that.
You know, so
Me, I think when I die, I don't want you guys to view me. And also, I'm gonna get cremated.
Yeah, I was about to say. Okay.
So, no long stories. Just get cremated. My parents, same thing. Even the thing of coming home, you know, people like they want the body to come home and leave from home. No, no need for that.
Yeah.
Let me just leave from the morgue, go to wherever I'm gonna go, the church. Then that's it. There's nothing for me to go home to. I'm dead.
I'm Lindo.
No, you're Lindo. You can go there and pray at my house. But I don't have to be there for that. My spirit is with you guys. So that's pretty much it. That's how I feel personally.
Culture, guys.
Yeah.
But is it just about you? I know it's culture and this is what your wishes would have been.
It's
but
definitely about me. Who family? Else would it be about? No, my family knows. My family feels the same way.
Is it?
I've had this discussion with my parents. My parents also don't want to come back home. My uncle and cousin. What are they coming back home for? You know?
At least you guys have an agreement.
Yeah.
If I decide to do this thing, you're my family.
We'll
would
fight.
Be like, hey, we're not. Yeah.
Fight.
So give us a shout and let us know. Viewing the body at a funeral, do you and why do you? Don't you and why don't you? Do you see the need at all? Give us a shout 086 000 0059.